Prologue. Gerrish was careful, calculating. He didn't mind drawing out the chase, patiently waiting for the perfect moment to pounce. But he lived for the moments when patience wasn't necessary, when the goddess presented a perfect set of variables and watched from her throne, hoping someone would take advantage of it. Gerrish always did. Yesterday, he'd walked toward the port, humming to himself as the morning sun washed the streets of Aerith with gold. That was when a gift, tied with a ribbon, was dropped directly at his feet. The ambassador of the Blessing Givers. The woman had pulled a cloak around her face, but he caught just enough of her side profile to recognize her immediately. She'd broken into a jog, trying to keep up with a golden-haired man with a disfigured nose as he headed toward the shipyard. They'd exited an inn across the street. Stopping to dig for details cost him the last loaf of day-old bread at the baker's, but the innkeeper's information had been worth it. Now, Gerrish's back was stiff, and his hips ached. After riding all night, it was a blessed relief to stretch his legs as he walked down the main street of Aliurn. A bell jingled above the door as he entered the Blood Oath, one of the oldest public houses in the township. Set inside the ancient stone walls, protected from the elements and city sprawl, this quaint establishment had served sieges and river floodings. It had stood as a pub, a brothel, and even a family residence for a time, but now was elevated to its true purpose, a meeting place for those serving the true goddess.
"I'm not in the mood for games."
The older man yawned and kicked his feet up on the table. The wood was sticky from years of spilled ale and darkened with dirt and dust ground into the grain. Gerrish scraped his chair against the stone floor and sat down across from Malik at their usual table. It was odd to meet at the pub this early in the morning. Without the raucous laughter and clinking of bottles, the room had lost its soul. Gerrish leaned in and lowered his voice.
"This isn't a game. I have it on good authority that the magic shifted last night, at the Temple of Glass. Then, yesterday morning, I saw the ambassador in a tizzy with my own two eyes. I know who she's following."
Malik's pupils dilated. He dropped his legs to the ground as his lips curled over his yellowed teeth.
"Who?" "A small group, including the ambassador's daughter, and..."
He paused, watching as the older man twitched with greedy anticipation.
"Her daughter's lover, who just happens to wear a patch over one eye."
Malik wet his lips.
"The Enclave finally caught wind of the aberration?" "The guards never found a body at the temple."
Gerrish leaned against the back of his chair, pleased with himself.
"The description from the innkeeper matches."
Malik rubbed his hands together.
"You think they're on the run? And the ambassador is after them?"
Gerrish nodded.
"The ambassador was tasked with eliminating his mixed blood from the realm. If it was her own daughter that freed the aberration, set him loose, she'll be punished.
She'll lose her seat." A wicked grin stretched across Malik's face.
"She's distracted. Her attention is split. I wondered if it might be time to split it further."
Gerrish pulled a small vial of inky liquid from his coat pocket and set it in the center of the table.
"I know how to find them."
Malik ground his teeth.
"You do have a talent for such things, but can you convince them? The rumors. The aberration pulls deeply from the fount." "More to my benefit if he does."
Gerrish raised an eyebrow and twisted the glass bottle in a slow circle, careful with his words.
"There is another. I don't think it will take much."
Malik's eyes glittered as he dropped a purse heavy with coins next to the bottle.
"Then I'll meet you in Trill." "3 weeks. That's all I need."